A revived flanger had sprung toward Belka at the same time the Dashund was upended. With a startled cry, she fell through the hold to the Anos, then through an exit she'd never seen before. It was the brilliantly lit docking tunnel from ATV to ATV, and Flanger ramped down Flumpy's tongue and landed heavily on the throat-level elevator doors. The air was punched from her body, and she felt like she was going to pass out. Bruised and fighting for consciousness, she tried to sit upright, but instead toppled toward Flumpy's cargo hold. As the ship was now vertical, this was not unlike falling down an empty, pitch-black 10-story grain silo toward a certain death. She was bracing herself for the long drop when the elevator doors hissed open and an arm reached out and grabbed her wrist. The arm strained with her weight, but managed to pull her to safety. Flange's eyes flickered open and settled upon the flushed face of her saviour, Commander Strelka Frunkmaster. She instinctively kicked back from her sworn enemy and began to topple into the cargo hold again. But again Strelka caught her, drawing her close. She gazed up at his concerned eyes, bewildered by his gallant rescue, but grateful nonetheless. With a slight smile, she fell unconscious in his arms. Strelka gazed at the woman he had pursued for so long. She was even more beautiful than in any of her photos, and he had dozens of them. In fact, she was without a doubt the most beautiful woman he'd ever seen. It was true that she was a dangerous criminal, and it was true she probably wanted to kill him. But he'd had much worse starts to relationships.